أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. And a sign for them is the dead earth. We bring it to life and we produce from it grain from which they eat. And we place therein orchards of date palms and grapes, and we cause springs to gush forth therefrom, so that they may eat from its fruit. It is not their hands that produced it. So will they not offer thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we started Surah Yasin, we explained that one of the main themes of Surah Yasin is to establish and to show that there is a thing like life after death and the akhirat. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example. Allah ta'ala shows His Qudrat and one of His signs. A sign for men to ponder over and to recognize Allah Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. So Allah Ta'ala says that one of the signs is the dead earth. It's very, very significant. When a person passes away, then they put him into the earth. And life after death, we say that from the earth, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ. From the earth you'll be brought back to life. So the example of that we see every day. From that dead earth, that earth itself is dead. Take a handful of soil, what is there? From that dead earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth living plants, trees, orchards, things that are beneficial for man, the food of man. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that Allah ta'ala can give life to the dead. From the dead earth, Allah brings vegetation, lush and green, vibrant in color, beautiful to see, beautiful to eat and enjoy, and different shapes, different colors. If Allah Ta'ala is doing that all the time, then it's not hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you have been living and then you were placed into the ground. Once again, just like the seed is put into the ground, from that seed a huge tree comes out. And so many processes take place in that tree. Where do you see all that in the ground? The leaves, the green leaves, and the different hues and colors and tastes. Where is all that? When a person wants to produce something, he has to have the ingredients in front of him. Just the color in his coloring. As the ladies that are doing baking, they want a certain color. It's not going to just come on its own. You have to have different colors. So you go to the baking shops, you see the different varieties of colors that they are selling. So you have to have the ingredients. So where's all the ingredients in the ground? Where's the yellow for the lemon and the red and green for the apple and the different purple and what colors? The colors of the rainbow we see in the trees and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where did it come from? Sometimes you take two seeds, you put it together, it looks absolutely the same. But one will become a lemon tree and one will become, for example, an orange tree. Two different colors, different tastes, used for different purposes, and both are equally important in the life of man. So Allah Ta'ala is showing, one is His Qudrat, proving also the aspect of life after death. And also the third important aspect is, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Are you not going to offer thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا عَمِلَتْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands had no share in producing these things. What does the farmer do? The farmer, all he will do is till the soil, he will plow the land, plant the seed, and close the land up. Now is a miracle of Allah Ta'ala what is happening under that soil. It's really Allah Ta'ala's miracle. In front of us, we are seeing these miracles of Allah Ta'ala, these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the germination takes place, how that seed becomes a sapling, and then it grows, and what it becomes. So Allah Ta'ala says, they never produce it. They relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat and Allah Ta'ala's system to make it happen. Otherwise, if Allah wants, all those seeds can be dead. Nothing will be produced from there. So the one that is doing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afala yashkurun. Are you not going to ponder over these great creations of Allah Ta'ala and offer shukr? There's a very, very good article from Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi's kitab, Fazail al-Zikr, regarding pondering over Allah Ta'ala's creation, and this in turn making a person humble and offering shukr, inshallah. That article, we will explain it tomorrow. Subhanallah.